everybody, it's me Vidushi Based, and today I'm gonna be reading the third chapter of Return of the Vampire. Chapter 3, Monsters, Here We Come. Kripla bounded up the stairs leading to her room. Bitewing flapped his wings around her head, complaining all the way. "Why do I have to come?" he whined. "I don't like the cold and I really hate the snow." Kripla knew the best way to convince her pet bat to do something he didn't want to do. She tossed him a piece of swamp worm candy. He caught it and swallowed it in one gulp. "Yummy! Fine! I'll go!" he screeched. Kripla grinned and entered her room. "The first step in a mysterious mission like ours is to get the right equipment." She opened a wardrobe, the huge talking cabinet that held her clothes, and gave her fashion advice. "Castle Marinera is at the foot of Vampire Peak, a very snowy mountain," declared the wardrobe. "Therefore, I suggest a coat of ram's wool, dyed purple, of course." Kripla put on the coat and combed her long hair, which was as black as midnight. Then she brushed the shivering scales of a green lizard on her eyelids. Finally, she applied shiny lip gloss made from the drool of a Siberian toad. Her talking mirror gave her a compliment. "You look gorgeous, Miss Kripla," it said. "What's today's mission?" "Save the vampire," she replied. Downstairs, she found the rest of the mission team waiting by the door. Grandpa Frankenstein was carrying a small bag.
"What's in the bag?" asked Shivreen.
"This is my latest invention," he replied proudly. "The BPLM.
"The BPLM?" Shivreen asked.
"The Bag of Pesky Little Monsters," Grandpa Frankenstein explained. "Besides Gorgo, many smaller monsters live in our moat."
Kripla nodded. "It's said that they all have special abilities, but no one has ever seen them."
"Until today," chuckled Grandpa, patting the back. "But never mind. Let's get moving. Don't worry, you'll get to see them all at the right time."
The team left the castle when Franco Fangli saw Kripla's car, the Turbo Rapid 3000. He smiled for the first time since he arrived.
"This is a magnificent horse," he said the vampire, "and I happen to be an expert on them."
"Thank you," said Kripla as they piled into the purple car and sped off. After a few minutes on the road, Shivleen looks confused.
"Where are we going?" she asked. "This isn't the road that leads to Vampire Peak."
"Didn't I tell you?" Kripla answered. "First, we're going to pick up my friend Billy Squeaks here. He'll be very happy to go with us. A writer like him is always in search of interesting stories. Besides, he loves solving mysteries with me."
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of me reading a chapter from Return of the Vampire. I'll be back again tomorrow to read another chapter in another episode. This is Vidushi Bisht signing off. Bye-bye.
Attention everybody, I have good news for you, fresh from the press. A new podcast is in the oven. And guess what it's about? Books. And whose podcast is it, you ask? Yours truly, of course. I'm going to start reading a new book, The Girl Who Drank the Moon by Kelly Barnhill from 18th October 2021. For more details, check the podcast description. Thank you.